Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy their wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, and welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Talk, as you have just heard. And we are here today to talk about something I really can't pronounce, but I'm going to try my best. Called Qigong or Qigong or something like that, which is some sort of medicine. The person that we are going to talk to is Master Mingtang Gu, who is still not here. So we are going to kind of try to talk about it a little bit and give him a little time to join us. But let me tell you a little bit about what Qigong is. I guess it might be pronounced Qigong, but the spelling I would say is maybe Qigong. Okay, so if you know what it is and you want to call me and let me know how to pronounce it, you're welcome to call me at 914-338-0686 and tell me how to pronounce it. I don't mind at all. And since our master Mingtang Gu is not here, I'm totally open to all the explanations you have. But let me tell you a little bit about our missing guest today. In 1997, Master Mingtang returned to China, specifically to get this, I'm going to call it Qigong, for lack of a better way, training. And he learned under this grand master, who was supposed to be amazing. But he also studied Western medicine, studied traditional Chinese medicine, and he was the founder of the world's largest Qigong hospital. So they actually even have hospitals. It's a very ancient form of medicine, Chinese medicine, but a hospital is turned out to be really, really successful, because from what we understand, they had over 200,000 incurable diseases that they dealt with, and their success rate was 95%. And they dealt with 185 different kind of illnesses. So that's really, really impressive. And that is why I invited Master Mingtang Gu to join us and tell us all about it. So this is something completely new to me. I've never practices or really saw anybody practicing, but I find it fascinating. And I figure while we have this little virus creeping around everywhere, we're all so stressful. Some people are really, really worried about it, and others are saying it's a hoax and it doesn't even exist. But everybody is stressed no matter what, and everybody is up each other's throats. I figure it would be really nice to talk to someone who deals with something that might help us, first of all, become less susceptible to being sick, and healing is really important, and also to reduce the stress level that we're experiencing. And that's what we invited him. Something must have gone wrong because this has never happened to me before. But since you are here and I'm here, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it that I know, which is really not too much, not really a lot. But I do have a lot of questions and I do want to find out a lot of information about it. But I figure if we are here anyway, I'm going to look, we're going to talk about the COVID-19 situation because, well, I don't know that there's much of anything else in anybody's mind. And, well, if it isn't on your mind one way, it's on your mind another way. Because I've even talked to someone today who told me that she just tries to live the best life that she can within herself so that it kind of goes over her head and she's not affected by it. So even if that's what you're doing, and even if you're not that affected by it, it's still part of it because it's still a global thing. And no matter what country I look into and where I go, people are threatened of some kind of an illness. And traditional medicine is fantastic when you need it, but right now it's really failing us with this, and it doesn't seem that they're getting anywhere, and it doesn't seem that they're doing a really great job. So let's look at an alternative of what we can do. If you are really worried about the getting sick, if you are worried about how to protect yourself from getting sick or how to heal yourself if you get sick. So those are the two things that you could be worried about. You could also be worried about your children, which is whole different level of concern. So this is something that alternative that you could look into. My sister actually got it about the middle of April. And at first I gave her a whole bunch of home remedies, but it seemed to be getting worse and worse and worse, and her throat was practically closing in on her. And she started coughing. And of course, she was also self-isolating in her room and keeping her three kids out of the room and her husband out of the room. And we tried with every home remedy and homeopathic remedies that we could think of, but it was still getting worse. So after she was isolated for 1 week, she finally went to the doctor and he gave her antibiotics. And I think it took her like 3 or 4 weeks before she was out of it, but she was okay with that hospitalization. So lucky for us, we actually have our guest here with us right now, Master Ming Tong Gu, who is going to be able to answer all those questions that I have about this. And I'm so happy that you finally got here. Hi, Master. How are you doing? I'm so glad you made it.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. I apologize. I think my internet connection has some issue today, so I don't know
if you hear me enough. We're just happy that you're here, and because we have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I can't hear you continuously, unfortunately. Let's see. Let's do our best.
So if you have any kind of issues, any kind of technical issues, just hang up and call right back. Usually that resolves all your issues. But if you can hear me right now, then just hang in there and we should be fine. But anytime that we have any problems, which usually you just call right back and we got it. So we are going to talk about the Qigong, what it is, first of all, how it reduces stress, and how it works on a physical and maybe even another level. Hi. So are we ready to kind of jump right in?
Okay, hope this is going to work. Thank you.
It's going to work. Not a problem at all. So first of all, I didn't really get to introduce you properly because you weren't really here. So I know that you work with Qigong, which I'm not sure how to pronounce it. So
that my connection is still pretty bad. Okay.
But we can hear you beautifully. Okay, so how do you pronounce it? Qigong? Like, how do you say it?
I'm so sorry.
Not working for you? You can't hear me? Can you not hear me? Hello? But I guess he cannot hear me. So the glitches are here. Thank God we don't have a lot of those, but it does happen from time to time. So if you can hear me, I have opened up your microphone. You can really just jump right in. Oh, it looks like something went wrong here. But I'm not sure what it is. Okay, so I guess we might have to come back and talk about ancient Chinese healing secrets another time. But before we take off, let me try it one more time. So, healing with Qigong really helps reduce stress. Reducing stress is really important in the healing process. And harnessing energy healing, that I would like to hear what that means. This is some of the things that this person has been through, and it's a lot. And I think this is just a few of those things. He grew up in a place where it was a very small town, and I guess the poverty level was really, really high. So hunger was part of his life, which I can't even imagine because that's one of the biggest tortures. Then he had also a separation from his family, and that actually, as they say, what doesn't kill you makes you better. But with all that, he still managed to get his BA, MA, and MFS. And let's see, he practices yoga now and Qigong or Qigong. And that's, I think, the most important things that I know, other than the fact that he has online programs and all kind of education programs. And he teaches this method of healing. He also, I think, created a center where, I think it's called a Qi Center or Chai Center, where you can learn more of this stuff. But I think what we're going to have to do is bring him back so that he can answer all the questions. But what we're going to do for now, is we're going to give him another few minutes, and we're going to try one more time. Yes, we're going to try one more time and see if that may work. Okay, and if it does, then fantastic. And if it doesn't, then that's fine too. because sometimes things happen and we don't know the reason. But we do know that where we're at right now. So until we wait for him to come back, I want to tell you a little bit. I want to finish telling you the story about my sister that I started telling you, which is that she was sick. So she did, she went and got antibiotics. That's what I was up to. She got the antibiotics and she was fine within 3 days, but she wasn't completely healed for about 2 or 3 weeks after that. The interesting thing that I found out about it, that is the reason I told you this story, is that even though she lived in the same house with her 3 kids and her husband, and I think also she had one of her older kids, she has a 19 or 20-year-old besides the 3 younger kids, minors, that live with her. Nobody else got it, and nobody else was infected by it. So the question, and it's the same story I hear from people all over the place, that it wasn't as infectious as it was made out to be. So that makes me, in my little brain, the question that I ask myself is it as infectious as they say it is? And should we be afraid of it as they say we should? And my answer is no. No, if it's not as infectious, then why would I be afraid of it? And if I do get it, and yes, I don't want to get it, and I don't want to suffer, because my sister did suffer, but it's not going to kill you. It's not a death sentence unless you're old and weak. So I am in the category of being too old to feel safe, but still, I don't feel threatened. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing that I'm questioning, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm questioning if masks are really a good idea for this specific disease. It might be a good idea for something else, but for the COVID-19, I don't see how masks stop the disease from spreading, because it doesn't really protect you, according to every single doctor I've talked to. And it doesn't really protect others unless you sneeze. But if you sneeze, you're going to remove your mask and sneeze out of your mask anyway. So the mask isn't going to work anyway. So I don't think that the mask is helpful at all. My question is something for you to think about, is if the mask is not helpful, then why are we not helpful with the COVID-19? It might be helpful with something else. Like I said, I don't know. But if it's not helpful with the COVID-19, then why are we wearing it? What's the point? Why is it being enforced and sometimes even taken, you can be taken to jail in certain places if you don't wear it. You can certainly be fined and ticketed in other places if you don't wear it. And you can also be attacked by other people if you don't wear it. People have literally looked at people who don't wear it as if they are the enemy, as if they are a walking disease. People are not a walking disease. We are human beings, and we are created in the image of God, and we are as we should be. So let's try one more time, and we shall see if hopefully everything works out okay. Welcome back. How are you?
Yes, yes. Hopefully this is working. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, God. So you can hear me now.
Appreciate it. Now you can ask me anything, anytime.
All right. The question is if you can hear me and you can respond.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
You
Hello?
Have been no problems to begin with. I can hear you all along. I've never had problems hearing you.
Okay, perfect. I can hear you perfect now. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. See, sometimes waiting is worthwhile. So.
Thank you so much.
So welcome to Tippy Talk. I'm really happy to have you here. And I, first, before anything else, I want to know a little bit about you. Even your name is kind of a mystery to me. So from what I know, the name that you get, your name is Master Ming Tang Gu, right?
Right. Yeah.
Now, is master a title or is that part of your name?
It's a title, or more say, it's my responsibility.
Okay. So good. See, I would have never known that. Now, Ming Tong Gu is your given name?
Ming Tong is my given name. Gu is last name.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Now we know. Now I could say, welcome, Master Ming Tong Gu, to the Tippy Talk. We're very happy that you're finally here, and good things are worth waiting for.
Thank you.
And thank you. And thank you for introducing me to something that I don't think I've ever heard of, and I'm not really even sure what it is. And I know if I didn't, a lot of other people didn't. And so this is a healing, whole new healing school of doing things, alternative medicine, that is called Qi Gong. How do you pronounce that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pronounced as Qi, Qi Gong.
Qi Gong.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's really important because if I call it Qi Gong or Qi Gong, it's just crazy, right? So tell us a little bit about you. What kind of background do you have? And then we want to know how you came to Qigong.
So I discovered Qigong when I was in graduate school studying fine art in America after been living in US for about 10 years. And then discover Qigong, realizing Qigong is a very ancient wisdom art for healing particularly, and other, of course, benefit as well. So I went back to China to study with my teacher, Grandmaster Peng Ming, who happened to be a doctor, physician in Western medicine, as well as Chinese medicine, but he start to use Qigong to helping patients who specially diagnosed with a chronic condition that means incurable from conventional, even alternative medicine treatment. So he realized the incredible result. And so I went back to China to study more with him. And as a surprise, I was able to heal my own condition, including sclerosis as well as asthma condition. They're both is supposedly incurable or chronic condition. So come out of this process, I discovered the gift of Qigong can not only improve your health, addressing these health issue, incurable condition, but more importantly is giving you more energy, more connection, and greater capacity for happiness, for fulfillment of life. And so that's I've been studying really seriously, then finished my master training program, and I came back to U.S. to teach. And for the last 20 years now, that's my short story.
Whoa, that's a long time. So that's what Qigong does. Can you kind of explain what it is? What does it mean? Like, I know, for example, homeopathic medicine overall is when they take something and reduce. Like, what's the idea of it? What's the concept?
Right. Good question. So, you know, most of us, you know, using always mostly starting allopathic medicine that is good for acute condition. And then for, you know, incurable or chronic condition, you use medication only to really manage the symptoms. Then you go to integrative medicine, expanding, you know, your resources, using other herbs, you change your lifestyles and reduce stress, and addressing that can increasing the quality of your life, and in some case even reverse certain condition. But in these two cases, basically you go to someone to receive some sort of diagnosis, some sort of prescription, then using something to, you know, helping your body to improve health condition, or in the best case, to recover. So it's a treatment from other people using something else. And Qigong is emphasizing you using your own mind to work with energy, directly awakening the healing power inside of your body without depending on meditation or even herb or any kind of therapy. So it's a self-healing process. And qi literally means energy, life energy. So recognizing not only your function of your body, the function of your heart, even the function of your mind is depend on any, you know, life energy, but everything is made of energy. The physical is made of energy, but also the non-physical, there's the invisible energy in the space, in the visible energy of the tree, in the invisible energy of your body, in the visible energy of the universe. And these ancient wisdom pointing out not only the existence of invisible energy, but you can tap into the energy by doing these simple practice, such as moving your body in certain meditative way to activate the internal energy as well, connecting with the invisible energy of life around you. So basically, energizing your body, energizing the function of your existence. Then also you can use the sound vibration to activate the energy inside of you. For example, if you're listening to the music, especially the music you love, and you start to feel better without, you know, even understand the music, the vibration is affecting your energy body, especially affecting your heart. You start feel emotionally better. So when you're making the sound, you're like you're playing a music with your own body, using your body as your own instrument. Then the vibration awakening energy inside of you, shifting your experience, including your emotions, especially addressing these challenging emotions we're experiencing now, such as fear, worry, anger, and sadness, unhappiness, and so on. So that's another good example of the practice. The third is basically more people is become more familiar now is meditation. For example, mindfulness meditation allow you to calm your mind, also connecting with your body, feel okay, feel better about yourself, about the circumstances. Then from more relaxed state, you can make more conscious, mindful choice of your life. And that as a result, improving your health, reducing the stress. So these are three kinds of practice to do in wisdom healing to go and help you to reduce stress, calm the mind, increasing the energy, improving the function of your body, in the best case, total recovery from even incurable conditions.
So that, it, in a way, it sounds complicated, but really what you're saying is that you use your body and you use your mind and you use the energy, which is invisible. The sound that you're talking about, is it a specific sound for Qigong, or are you talking about any sound or any music?
Yeah, it's not random. You know, people may experience the sound healing with a crystal ball, with a drum, and that's also very helpful, but you cannot really easily repeating them consistently. So when you're making the sound for yourself, you can repeat over the time. But this sound, more than just the music, is directly addressing the energy, for example, the energy of your heart, the energy of your reproductive system, the energy of your immune system, digestive system, and the lung respiratory system, even your brain nerve system. So it's very directly designed for healing purpose. I'm going to just share you an example. For example, the sound for the heart is like this. When you're making a sound like this, as long as you can.
I can feel it in my heart. I can definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can feel it. That was amazing. My heart
liked
it.
Imagine if you just do that for 10 minutes. So your heart will feel exploded. You just feel warm, feel, you know, open, feel more joy and more loving. Feel life is more than just okay. So you can bring so much more happiness, more loving kindness to your own experience of life in spite of circumstances, in spite of whatever happening around you, whatever happening in the world, which is, you know, stressful, unhappy, you know, even depressive right now. But you can activate the energy inside you, feel more joy, more love, more compassion, and more well-being for yourself. So that is only one example. And often when we do this practice for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, even in extensive program for 2 hours at a time, you can imagine the impact for your body, for your spirit.
Wow. So is it possible to do that on without being there physically, or is it something that you have to be there physically?
Well, that's the beauty of the internet, the beauty of new technology. For example, you know, the sound you just heard me make, you can follow me. And then when we do the sound together, you feel stronger beyond just listening. And you can do it so, but it's more powerful, more beneficial if you do the sound with a teacher. So we have a program online to guide you these practice, even with, you know, sometimes hundreds, sometimes even 1,000 people practice together for extended time.
Wow.
And you can feel the power, feel the energy without going out of your home, without feeling isolated, feeling, you know, really depressed or victims or hopeless. So that is the change we can make together through the new technology of internet, bring this ancient technology of healing. And it's very simple. It's so simple. Everybody can do it. And
yeah,
any people have
to
any...
me. It sounds complicated, but I guess I don't know what it is. So I think, like when you see a book before you open it, it doesn't sound simple. But once you open it, it might get simpler.
Yeah, it's very simple, especially when you follow the practice. I'm just describing to you, for example, you do these movements, very repetitive when using the video online, live stream, or recorded video. You follow the visual of moving the shoulder certain way, moving the arm certain way, moving the spine certain way, moving the hip certain way. Then it's so gentle, but it's so deep and tangible. You can feel the difference right away, feel more relaxed, more energy, more alive right away. And the longer you do, then start to feel even better and better. So if you do it today, you know, then tomorrow you feel better, then accumulatively 1 week later, you'll feel much better than today. And that's how the accumulative result can happen for everyone. So when you follow the practice, then become so simple, so simple. If you're trying to remember everything, then can be complex. And the simplicity is repetition. You're repeating what is important. And so Qigong movement practice is so much more simple than Tai Chi and so much simpler than yoga. But it's meditative. It's really much, you know, easy flow than just normal exercises or fitness program, and often very difficult for, you know, people have illness and our, you know, relatively aged and senior people. So Qigong is really applicable for everyone, any condition, and deeply is about connecting your mind with the body. Then you discover the energy. So that is different from exercises. Exercises, you do a, you know, workout just for the body to do workout. Your mind do something else. You know, you look at the TV. You know, you're watching the news. You know, reading a book in the Kindle while you're doing exercises with, most of the time with a machine. So that is very different. Here is when you Qigong, you're letting go of other activity. The mind concentrate connecting with your body. And after you're familiar enough, you just close your eyes, making this sound, do this movement, by following guided, meditation, guided movement, guided sound, then you start to concentrate, connecting with your own body. Then you pay attention, realizing, oh, that is what's happening. Okay, this part of the body is tight, stressed. Slow the movement, slow all these practices I described to you, realizing, oh, it's opening, it's softer, it's more relaxed, oh, more alive, more energy vibrating, more energy is moving. So you automatically feel the feedback from your own body, noticing you're making progress, you're feeling better. Then over the days, over the week, you continue noticing the process of improvement. So Qigong is really about improvement. No matter what condition is, you can always improve. That mm-hmm. is the most empowering message you can discover for yourself. Yeah.
So what I'm understanding is basically it's not in itself a healing, but it's things that you do to allow the body to heal itself more than taking specifically, oh, my stomach hurts, so I'm going to do this to make my stomach feel better. It's more the whole body. You're opening it up with the concentration, with the mind, and doing certain things with the body, and that opens up your energy field and allows your body to heal itself. Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's one way of saying it. But you're participating. You're the one you're participating, initiating, and make this happen as effective, as beneficial possible. So you cannot really separate from your own body. Do you know what I mean? So you
yeah.
are like really the mind, body is collaborating together. So
right.
the healing, the improvement can happen more effectively. So you're not just, okay, make the body do this to do that. You're participating self directly. Yeah, you are living a new way of health. That's the most important education you're going to discover. So instead of thinking the body as a machine, you know, as a computer hardware, you're really feeling it, experiencing it. So like the body, the mind is guiding the body is guiding the mind. So this feedback is more like a dance. Yeah, more like collaboration. It's more like integration of mind body. That's
so
the key.
So your body is the hardware and your mind is the software. That's what you said.
No, more than that. More than that.
More than the software.
More than that. So it's like, so in this case, you know, I'll give you an analogy. In the computer, if you take out the software, the hardware, the computer is still there, right? But
right.
in your case, if you take the mind out of your body, the body become a corpse, will not exist anymore, cannot live in. That's the mystery. That's the most important misunderstanding most people have, think about the body just the hardware. Much more. Much more.
Yeah, because without the mind, there is no body, actually. Without that energy from the mind, there is no body. It's dying.
Exactly.
It's dead. Well,
exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of it that way. So there's two things that I'm wondering how it's related. One of those things is food. Does this have anything to do with food? Do you have guidelines or just suggestions? Or it doesn't matter what you eat, it's still going to work? So that's the one question. And then how does it affect your spirituality? Is it anything spiritual with that? Those are the two extreme sides, but how does it connect?
Right. So in the Qigong system, of course, you know, as common sense, in general, we want to eat healthy food. But beyond that, Qigong doesn't have any restriction, especially wisdom healing. Qigong doesn't offer any restriction, any dietary need. It's basically by connecting with your body, working with energy, you're enhancing your digestive system, but also you're not only digesting the food better and increasing, you know, the benefit of the food, whatever you eat, also increasing your intuition and the intuition of your body to know what is the healthy food for you. So you naturally choose more healthy food from connecting the body instead of just mentally thinking, oh, this is right, wrong, should or shouldn't, follow all the different kind of formulas. Because individually is different. Your body is changing, you know, for example, different seasons and the different need at the times. You follow that intuition of the body. So that's the second aspect we emphasize. The third is really emphasizing mindfulness eating. So you're not just eating, you know, mechanically, mindlessly, like a hungry ghost. You can eat slowly, you know, chewing the food slowly, and you learn to enjoy the food. But same time, by doing that, and you are enhancing the digestive function of your body. So whatever food you're eating become more nourishing, more healthy for you. So these are how we're approaching food. And then for the spiritual dimension, it's really, you know, the two way of thinking about that. One is Qigong, working with the subtle energy, especially including the invisible energy. That means you are learned not only recognizing the invisible dimension or the spiritual dimension of the universe, but you are consciously connecting with that existence, working with the energy. So it's literally, in that sense, it's a spiritual practice. Yeah, spiritual practice. And then on other hand, you can think of Qigong, for example, what are we learning? Not only connecting with your body, but also you're connecting with the earth, with the nature around you, and you're connecting with the universe, the stars, the planets, and the invisible energy in the universe. So you're opening to this mystery, the greater presence of the universe. So in that sense, you're connecting, you know, you're making the connection with the spiritual dimension of the universe. And same time, you're discovering the spiritual dimension of yourself. So as we said, you know, the mind, body is connected. And your wholeness, your essence, is beyond just the mind self, beyond just the body itself. It's this interconnection of life is make up you as the pure existence of life. And so through the practice, you discover, you know, yourself beyond your story, beyond just diagnosis, beyond just the whatever identification we have, you know, from our history, from a way we perceiving life based on physical existence. So that sense is also spiritual. It's discovering the spiritual essence, who we are. And that's kind of three different way of thinking this practice as spiritual practice with a practical implication of health and the healing, including, you know, enhancing your digestive system when you're approaching food in such spiritual way. These are
so
examples.
That's very interesting. It's very interesting. But I'm wondering, if when you talk about spiritual, usually the next thing that I would always think about is, does it have to do with any religion? Do you consider yourself religious? Are you associated with any kind of religion? And is that the kind of spirituality you're talking about?
I think of myself very spiritual, but not religious.
Uh-huh.
And I'm open to, you know, other people, you know, really understand why people believing certain religion. There's incredible good benefit to it, but I'm not religious myself, and I'm spiritually open, spiritually connected, spiritually committed to connection of life, connection with the universe, connection of creative force of the universe. That's how I approach it.
That's really interesting. I think that people have totally different ways of approaching religion. I was just asking because I was curious if there was some kind of specific religion. Like for me, I don't believe in religion, but I do believe in God. And people really get confused because they think that God belongs to religion, but I think God belongs to us. And I think you may call God spiritual path, that may be your God, and I may call it God, but I think at the end of the day, it's a spiritual journey that that you're looking for, and you do it through Qigong, and I may do it differently. But that's really fascinating. I find it really interesting because the people don't realize how powerful the mind and the body can be, especially when you tap into specific energies, which is what you're saying, that basically that's what you're doing. So,
right.
So based on today's situation with this COVID-19, which is still so confusing to me anyway, I guess if you can do any healing, that would be one of the healings. If you start feeling that you have it, that might also be helpful to help your body heal faster and more efficiently, right?
Yes. So, you know, first I want to say I totally understand, you know, what are you saying? You believe in God without being religious. That's beautiful. I can totally understand what you mean by that.
You could. Oh, I'm so happy you could, because too many people understand that.
Yeah. It's like you believe in a greater presence, and that is a spiritual connection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you doesn't have to follow certain dogma, certain,
right,
you know, faith tradition, you know, because there's so many different interpretation. I think, you know, religious is wonderful, and that they're all interpretation, different kind of interpretation. And, you know, people may choose their own interpretation. That's okay, you know. So for addressing, you know, COVID right now, especially, you know, every day we're watching the curve goes up, the number of infections goes up, even loss of life is not declining. And it's so devastating. It's so really hopelessness. We're all feeling that. And in the practical level, is feeling the stress, and especially mental stress, emotional stress, and doesn't know what to do. So that is not the best place to be. But on the other hand, it's also a great opportunity to really discover your own inner strength, inner capacity, inner healing, inner awakening process, why the external condition is beyond control, is falling apart, even the survive is threatened at a time like this. So that's, I feel, it's really a spiritual time we can choose to discover our inner choice, inner possibility. So as I mentioned, Qigong is really about, you know, awakening your inner power, inner connection with God, with the universe, with the energy of creation. So the practical implication is very simple. When you do this practice, in the first stage is you start feel more relaxed, your mind able to take a vacation from the busy stories, stressful news, the devastating, you know, things happening around the world, which is beyond our control right now. No matter how much, you know, you want to make a contribution or worry about, you cannot really make any difference in a substantial way. So we're all stressed about it without any kind of benefit. So when you're connecting with your body, do these gentle meditative movements, sound, meditation, your mind is taking vacation from all that stress. Then when you do these practice, you're releasing the tension from the body, from your heart, from your mind as well. So what happened is reducing the stress automatically, enhancing your immune system, enhancing the functioning of your health overall. Then all these movements continuously opening your energy system, including your shoulders, your chest, your lung areas, and, you know, your upper back, so you can breathe much more effectively in spite of whatever health condition you're in. And these sound allow you to go deeper into the organ, into your liver associating the immune system, your lung associating your respiratory system. These sound can access the energy beyond, you know, your own capacity of respiratory or immune system from your history. So you can make these changes, positive changes. So when you're enhancing these functions internally, especially if you do the practice consistent enough, you can see the substantial difference over the time and naturally improving your immune system from infection of any disease, including pandemic, so you're reducing that risk. And same time, you can recover from any condition much more effectively, whether it's caused by the pandemic virus or not, whether you have a respiratory, you know, challenge or not. So just giving the example is when we're making the sound, you go slow the five organ system. When you're making the sound for the heart, then the heart opening more, feeling more healthy, more happy, more loving. Then you do different sound for your hormone system, including the reproductive system. You're activating the creativity inside of you, but also transforming, releasing the fear, the anxiety we're experiencing so much. Then you go to the sound for the digestive system. You're able to release the worry. The stuck, when you worry so much, what happens is you carry the contracted energy in your digestive system, compromising digestion of food, but also become worrisome patterns. Even intellectually, we know that doesn't help anyone, but we couldn't help to do it, become like internal programming, so to speak. So it's energetic. When you're making the sound, you're releasing the stagnant energy, you start feel better, feel more confident, start feel less worry. And similarly, when you're making different sound for your immune system, you're activating the immune system function, improving, you know, the whatever need the internal resilience to fight the virus, but also maintain the life balance inside of you. So then you continue making the sound for the lung respiratory system, opening up the internal energy channel and enhancing your respiratory function. So these are really, because of time, I'm describing in a very simple way. And by doing the practice, it's very experiential. It's very immediate. You can feel it right away. That is the beauty of the personal practice.
Wow. What I love the most is about taking control of your life, because especially now when we're in a place where we do not have much control of anything, and I don't want to get into the situation we're in, but being able to take control, and I love the way you said you can take a vacation in your mind. So you don't really have to go anywhere, but if you learn how to use your mind, you can literally go on a vacation from all the stress, from all the bad news, from all those things. And that's rejuvenating. It's really rejuvenating.
It's amazing feeling. It's very rewarding. You know, it's really starting a process of starting self-care and self-responsibility and self-love and also self-compassion at this time of great challenge you are experiencing. Then in this process, you discover the gift is inside of you already. It's in your energy field. All the healing power, you know, all the energy quality you're longing for is there already. So living with that and model that and share that with other people, and that is really the best thing we can do. And that's what the world need most at this time of transformation in challenges.
Yes, thank you so much. I wanted to ask you one more thing. We are running out of time, but I want to talk to you about doing a retreat. And I know that you were saying that once this we're going to be released from the house, then we're going to talk about a retreat. But I don't want to wait until we're released from the house, because right now they're talking about staying locked up until December. And honestly, I don't feel that we're ever going to be released. But there's a possibility of retreats on top of mountains where we don't have restrictions or on isolated places. When you do a retreat, where do you do it usually?
Yeah, usually we do it here in Santa Fe and in our gorgeous, magical place and high desert, incredible landscape, a lot of incredible trees, magic sky. so on. But of course, right now we cannot do that in
person
yet.
Are you talking about Santa Fe, New Mexico, or Santa Fe, California?
New Mexico.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. Okay, so but I don't think they will allow you to do that. That's why I'm saying I would like to talk to you about doing a retreat somewhere in the mountains where they will that you could do right now, but not today. But I'm saying planning something.
We can do retreat at home. That's what we're doing. So we have online retreat.
People doing retreat
without leaving home, and has been amazingly powerful, amazingly beneficial, amazingly connecting. So we're doing more continuously. So that is a surprise gift we're discovering, amazing gift that we can share with each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. And definitely, I think this is a treat that everybody can give themselves, no matter where you are, no matter how you are, whether you're isolated or you're with people, it doesn't matter. I think this is a really great treat. And it's really nice to learn about all those things about it. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, where do they find you?
Two places I want to share with the resources. One is AncientHealingSecrets.com. AncientHealingSecret.com, where you can download an e-book with extended explanation and the research on benefit of Qigong, but more importantly is guided practice, and you can follow this movement, do this sound to enhance your immune system, reduce stress, and really cultivate more life energy to move forward. Then another resources you can go is qicenter.com, qicenter.com. That's where you find more extended program we continuously offering, including free healing meditation every week. So you can find the information at qicenter.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. It's been really a great experience. I learned a lot more than I normally. I always learn something, but this time I've learned a lot more than I normally do. So thank you so much. I really encourage everybody to go check out the website. And if you like what you heard, if you hear the beauty of it, then definitely contact Master. And there is just one quick thing that I wanted to ask you. You said that you were a Master Ming Tong Gu, but you went to study with a grandmaster. And I was kind of curious about what's the difference between a master and a grandmaster.
Yeah, good question. So a grandmaster means who is capable of creating a new system of Qigong based on what he learned from his or her own teachers.
Ah.
And that's called grandmasters, okay? Then master, then we follow the grandmaster, learn from the grandmaster, then continuously, you know, growing, sharing this gift with others. So that's kind of traditional difference. Yeah.
So happy that I asked you.
Sometimes it's when people getting older, then out of respect, then you call them, address them as a grandmaster instead of master. That's another cases.
Right. That's interesting because it's a cultural thing. Very, very interesting. Well, once again, I'd like to really thank you. I'm glad that we finally got through all this technical and all the other difficulties. We still made it. And I will be definitely in touch with you. I want to talk to you about doing some things. So I will contact you and let you know.
Wonderful. I'll be delighted. Anything I can help to share will be my pleasure. Thank you for being patient, persistent today. So thank you, all listeners. Stay around and really will be grateful in any way, be helpful to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we've come to the end of our time together here on Sippy Talk. We have been able to talk today to Master Ming Tong Gu about some great alternative healing powers that are here and are part of our life, and we don't even tap into it. It's been a great pleasure speaking to you guys. And if you want to get a hold of me, don't forget, you can go to tippytalkshow.com, go to contact, and then you can contact me over there. And also you can go to the media, we have a few really good books that you can get. I want to wish you guys a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream, always in a rush. I know you're busy for lunch, taking pictures of your coffee. Cold feet on the gas, I've been driving too fast, chasing you down like shots of vodka. Every night I'm in bed, you're just a name in my head, and I say it like it's my mantra.
Yeah.